Without the set screw, it provided a place for the lifter to go when it did touch down on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And free floated a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I think mine are set. The set screws are there, but they're not being used.
Yeah, they're not tight.
They're not screwed in. No, they're set, and the set and then the lock nut is holding them in, but they're not being used. So it's free floating. I found that to work quite well.
Yeah. What did you harvest with them, Vincent?
Canola, wheat, peas. So
you say you used the heavy duty in peas?
Peas, laid down flat wheat, totally lodged wheat. They worked like a dream there. They worked like a dream in the canola, too. Yeah.
What was the condition of the canola?
Heavy-duty canola crop. Some lodging, you know, but, you know, a really good crop of canola.
Did you swath them then or straight cut them?
Yeah, the canola was all swath. No, it did a job. It did a good job for the, in the wheat because the ground was frozen, eh? And the guys who were swathing with regular lifters were smashing their lifters steady. And I broke 10 spears. Well, I have none left. I broke 10 off. And that was like going across low spots because it was so wet. The sprayer tracks, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Made a ridge, dirt ridges and that.
Right.
And coming across them, frozen ground, it snapped the odd one off every once in a while.
So it was pretty cold when you were combining?
Oh, heck yes. There was ice on the headers. We were going until 2 in the morning. It was working best at night when it was frozen, actually. The frost would come out on the crop, eh? Well,
right.
The headers would be covered in ice.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. It was as bad as I've seen, and I've farmed a long time, and I've harvested in some nasty stuff up here. No, it was, it did a beautiful job on the wheat. The downed wheat was just fantastic. I can't say anything really bad about them. They worked like a dream. And being strong and heavy, like this big set, you know, they'll be on here on my equipment for a long, long time because they are an awesome product. That heavy duty is an awesome unit. I'm actually looking forward to starting cutting some canola here with them. Not too often you get to say that.
No, that's pretty good.
Because I've got heavy, heavy canola again this year. What I found is where I would have busted a lot of fingers, where yours I didn't. They on the tip of, I've got a 30-foot header. It dug in the mud and in the frozen ground, eh, sometimes.
Right.
And I did bust a few there on the corners, right? That would have destroyed a lot of fingers. Then finally I did break a few in going through creeks or stuff like that, you know, or like gullies. And the rest were like hitting a big lumps of frozen dirt. Going through a low spot when my high clearance had made ruts, eh, and they're frozen.
Right.
So when they hit that, you know.
Yeah, it's you're going to break something. You're better off to
break
the lifter finger than
than
the combine.
Yeah, and then what I did then is I just lifted up a couple inches after I busted it. We cut at night, eh, last fall. We couldn't cut during the day in that wheat, that lodged wheat, because it was just, well, it had to freeze. It had to freeze for it to work. The ground was frozen day and night, but the crop needed to freeze.
Ah.
And so when, like, those plastic fingers were frozen, you know, it was minus 10, minus 15.
Yeah, right.
Some days, yeah. But, yeah, I broke, you know, probably about 7 of them. You know, I saved my combine, eh?
Right.
There's no doubt about it, because I would have passed a lot of steel through the combine where I didn't even pass. I don't think I even passed one of these through. I sure didn't hear them. That's a fact.